Hey, mind reader.
Mind reader? Are you thinking about me again?
Coming up on Philosophy Talk, we do mind reading all the time. Why not also mind sharing?
Sounds like science fiction if you ask me. Do you think I'm telepathic?
No, you can use gestures, facial expressions, body language.
Why not just use your words?
It's not just the mind reading or the telekinesis, it's something else.
The way we tend to move seems to be well designed to kind of make it easy for the other person to know that the reason we're moving our bodies is to communicate and not to do something in the world.
Do you exaggerate your gestures when other people are around?
These spontaneous gestures seem to be helpful for production and for comprehension.
Our guest is Yale psychologist Julian Jara Ettinger.
It helps other people understand you.
Mind sharing.
Coming up on Philosophy Talk.
How do you know what someone else is thinking?
Can you really put yourself in another person's shoes?
Or are we always doomed to get it wrong?
This is Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence. I'm Josh Lanny.
And I'm Ray Briggs. We're coming to you from the Stanford Humanities Center.
Continuing conversations that begin at Philosopher's Corner on the Stanford campus, where Ray teaches philosophy and I direct the Philosophy and Literature Initiative.
We're very grateful to the Stanford Symbolic Systems Program for sponsoring this episode.
Welcome, everyone, to Philosophy Talk.
Today, we're thinking about mind sharing.
You know, Ray, I love this topic so much. Human beings are constantly sharing their minds with each other. I mean, I'm doing it right now just by talking to you.
Yeah, and it's not just talking either. You know, I can tell just by looking at your face that you're excited to be here tonight and that you're kind of confused.
How'd you know that? You're right. I'm actually a little confused. Like, here's what I'm confused by. We seem to be able to pick up on other people's beliefs, desires and intentions, and we can do it just like you said, even when they're not saying anything, right? We look at their movements, their gestures, their facial expressions, and just from that, like from the twitch of an eyelid, we know exactly what they're thinking. How do we do that?
Well, I think we don't. You know, we're wrong all the time. You might think that, for instance, your friend is mad at you, but actually, they're just really tired.
Well, yeah, it's true. I read a study recently saying that we're all vastly overestimating how much time other people are spending thinking about us, which I don't know whether to think of as demoralizing or encouraging.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you get it wrong all the time, and sometimes you're just puzzled. Like, why do people go on reality TV shows like Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire? What are they thinking?
I don't know, Ray. I mean, is that really so complicated? Maybe they want to find love. Maybe they need a little attention. Maybe they're looking for a little pocket money.
That was three possibilities, and you don't know which one is the right one. If you just get reduced to spinning out option after option after option, you've got no idea what's actually going on.
That's only because I don't know them. But look, if a bunch of my friends went on reality TV, God forbid, I feel like I'd have a pretty decent idea of their reasons. Like, each of them might have a different motivation for going on that show. But whatever it is, I'm 99% confident I could figure it out.
Yeah, really? Even without them telling you?
Yeah. I mean, I know my friends. I know what they care about. I know what gets them out of bed in the morning.
But you don't. You know what they say. You know what they do. But you've never been inside their heads. So how can you possibly know what they're thinking?
By putting myself in their shoes. So, you know, whenever one of my friends does something, I imagine what it would feel like if I were doing it, and that clues me into what they must be thinking.
No. That's you imagining what you would feel like, not what they would feel like. And people are different. Just because you would feel a certain way, why does that mean your friends would feel the same?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I can use what I know about human nature. I mean, each one of us has some kind of main goal in life, right? And we're very likely to be spending a lot of our time and energy pursuing that goal. So if one of my friends is constantly hustling for money and playing the stock market and all that kind of stuff, and then that person goes on Big Brother, I feel like I can be very confident it's all about the Benjamins.
Well, that was some excellent theorizing from a literature professor who's got big ideas about human nature. But what are the rest of us schmoes supposed to do when we want to know what other people are thinking?
That sounds like a you problem, Ray. But seriously, I think our guest today is going to help us figure all of this out. It's Yale psychologist Julian Hara-Ettinger. He's an expert on social cognition.
But first, are twins better than the rest of us at knowing what's going on inside another's mind? We sent our roving philosophical reporter, Holly J. McDeed, to find out. She files this report.
The year is 1976. In the small farming town of Twinsburg, Ohio, about halfway between Akron and Cleveland, the twins are gathering for the first ever Twins Day.
My sister and I were both in the parade.
Andy Miller, who has a twin sister, is now the executive director of Twinsburg's annual Twin Festival. When the country's bicentennial was approaching, Twinsville residents were thinking of new ways to celebrate. The town was founded in 1818 by identical twins, Moses and Aaron Wilcox, who died just hours apart.
Since the founding fathers of Twinsburg were twins, they decided, well, let's celebrate that way. It was one day up at the town square. They had originally 36 sets of twins in attendance. You know, they had a bike parade. You could decorate your bike from bicentennial.
And the tradition continued year after year. In the 80s, Andy and his sister were even the grand marshals.
I think going through the list of local twins, I think we were kind of next on the list.
Andy says at the heart of Twins Day is pride. Twins can feel like oddballs. They are rare, about 3.3% of all live births. And a lot of popular culture paints an otherworldly image of twins.
This is the only place where they can go where they feel normal. They don't necessarily feel gawked at. They actually are proud.
Writers and filmmakers have long been fascinated by twins, like in Edgar Allan Poe's The Fall of the House of Usher. Roderick and Madeline are biological twins, and when one twin gets sick, so does the other.
Thy soul shall find itself alone, mid dark thoughts of the gray tombstone. Not one, but all the crowd, to pry into thine hour of secrecy.
There's this really dark, pathological image where twins get presented as being like unwell, often violent, you know, sometimes murderous psychopaths.
Helena DeBress, a twin herself, is the author of How to Be Multiple, The Philosophy of Twins.
I don't think that twins are the same person, but I think they can kind of act as a single person, or they can kind of function as a single self in certain ways.
Either twins are monsters or represent the perfect human relationship, mirror images of each other.
Then you and I are like sisters. Sisters. Hallie, we're like twins.
But on the other hand, twins shouldn't be too close or for too long into adulthood. Society wants us to be self-sufficient and have good control of our boundaries. Twins mess up that whole idea.
Twins put pressure on a very narrow understanding of what it means to be a person, particularly in Western culture.
And that's a good thing. Soon, thousands of twins will once again gather at Twinsburg, Ohio, to join in on the parade, head to the beer tent, and reflect on what it means to be multiples.
Why, what peculiar little figures. Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
If you think we're waxworks, you ought to pay, you know. Contrary to what, if you think we're alive, you ought to speak to us.
Twins Day is just another chance for people to celebrate one of the many ways of being different and, similar-wise, being human.
That's logic.
For Philosophy Talk, I'm Holly J. McDeed.
Want to hear more? You can find the complete episode on iTunes Music, or for unlimited listening, become a subscriber at philosophytalk.org.